As an example of real-world server-side attacks, consider the WannaCry ransomware from 2017. Two of its main components were Eternal Blue and Double Pulsar. Eternal Blue allowed the ransomware to spread by attacking accessible hosts using a vulnerable version of SMB. And Double Pulsar allowed it to maintain control over those infected systems. Propagation didn't require any user interaction, just an accessible SMB port. Vulnerable internet-facing Windows systems became compromised if SMB was enabled and not blocked at the border firewall. Many of these systems also had access to their internal networks, so WannaCry was able to spread through them to other internal hosts. In other cases, users plugged infected systems, for example, compromised on their home network, into their organization's internal networks, and WannaCry would spread from there.